A Fascinating Idea, Using Energy. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with Instant Illumination. A fascinating idea, using energy. I'm driving along in the car here on the way from El Cajon to Campbell, that I'm approaching Pine Valley. And I'm thinking about a cellular phone and how a cellular phone can zap in on a person no matter where they are in the world. They have this number, they have this little item, and they turn on their little gadget, and the little gadget lets the world know right where they are. It can send messages right to the little gadget, the little cell phone, and the cell phone can communicate back and forth with wherever in the world, saying anything that it chooses to say. It can communicate. Now, the thought came to me, this is pure energy. Energy that brings the concepts on the telephone line to people anywhere to communicate with each other. How great that is. All right, now, if a person would like to have the ability to, say, go off to the distant woods in the mountains, and being in the distant woods, he would like to be able to have electricity for his charging up his cell phone, or he'd like to have electricity for running his refrigerator or stove, or turning on lights, or working on his computer. Wouldn't it be interesting to have the ability for the energy to go to the pinpoint where it is wanted, just like the invisible energy of words and pictures traveling through the atmosphere, going wherever it is sent, wherever it is beckoned. Now, the ability to have energy as a power, as a source of energy or essence, to be able to travel the same way, is just a slight skip. I'm sure someone has already thought about it. If I cannot think about anything unless someone has already thought about it, or unless it already exists. And so it already exists. So I'm merely thinking existing now. And truly, it would be quite interesting for us to have the ability to transmit energy as power, energy as electricity, energy as heat and warmth and whatever we choose to have it be, as we are pictures and sound through the ethers, not being seen. We don't see all the zillions of energy notations going on. We don't know all the other vibrations of beings around us. How fascinating that would be. But wouldn't that be a fascinating idea, to have energy as readily acceptable, readily available, as our sound and pictures? Now, sound, we can sort of address that without too much difficulty. But when we come to pictures, we say, my goodness sakes, those are pixels of light, particles of light that are being transmitted, and they're being gathered together in such a manner that they can be understood as pictures, and understood not only as pictures, but as motion pictures, and as motion pictures with color, and as motion pictures with sound that cooperate with the motion picture. How beautiful that is. And how beautiful it is also that we can conceive of energy as heat, energy as electricity, which does currently pass through electrical lines and go many, many places, but also to have it go through many, many lines and many, many places, and to go through the invisibility and not needing to be guided. Well, our new telephone lines are working somewhat in that way. And new electrical lines are working on that way. And they're finding all sorts of ways that they can send light around corners and send light anywhere. And of course, light already can do that. And making it available, making it readily available as energy to anyone who wants to have the energy. How super that is. How super that is that the energy can be at our fingertips. We wouldn't need to even have electric poles. We wouldn't need to have ditches underground with the wires. We wouldn't need to have fixtures. We'd merely have to have receivers that would receive the energy and receive them in a form that could be used as energy itself. What a fascinating idea. I can conceive of this as quite real, not only because it is real already, but because it's so right. It's so right for energy to be able to be transmitted through the universe, through the ethers. It is so right for pictures and sound to be transmitted through the ethers, and for light to be transmitted through the ethers. It's so right that thought is transmitted through the ethers. Concepts, all these other beautiful ideas, all these other beautiful concepts that we think about, they're all being transmitted through the universal ethers and made available to those people who have the ability to receive them. In fact, there is the device that's been out for some time and they're perfecting it. The ability to take the voice and transmit the voice, receive the voice on electrical communications from the point of view of being able to change itself from the voice it is into writing, into computer symbols, plus and minuses. Now, this isn't as difficult as it seems, and it's not as strange as it seems, because truly it is being done already. And the more it's being done, the more it is being perfected, and the more it is being utilized, and the more it is being enjoyed by everyone, everywhere, in every possible way that anyone could do it. It's truly an exciting thing. I believe that the ability of transmitting energy, electricity, through the ethers without using energy lines, without using wires and things like that, I believe that is quite here. Because we know that static electricity can travel in such a way. We know that many other things can travel in such a way, and do, and it is really quite remarkable. We're living in a most spectacular age. We're living in a most spectacular age that's filled with utterly fascinating concepts, utterly fascinating abilities of doing things. And these are the things that we are doing right now. These are the things that we are doing that make our lives so tremendously exciting. And it'll continue to be exciting and continue to be even more and more exciting as we let our imagination soar and let our concepts soar into the wonders that we are. And that wonder might be levitation, teleportation, transmigration, all of the other gifts we call of the Spirit. Well, these are becoming realized not as something that is to come, but something that already exists, and something that we will enjoy right now as we put our attention on it and on them. I'm ready for this marvelous experience. How about you? I'm ready for this great adventure. This great adventure that right now is taking place in my world. Even as I speak about it, it is already there. So, open the door of your heart and let this beautiful magic flow through to you. and be all that you are and all that I am. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.